Republican Representative Adam Jarko offered a proposal to be inserted into the currently debated budget bill that would make shoreline zoning optional for Wisconsin counties. The Wisconsin Counties Association also supports the bill. The president of the Plum Lake Association in Vilas County and director of the Wisconsin Shoreland Initiative, John Richter, says the proposal is similar to a last-minute proposal 2 years ago that cut back on county control of shoreline zoning. That proposal was put into the budget rather than going through standard public input methods, including public hearings.
There's going to be legislation that is historic as this would be in changing the way zoning is handled in the state of Wisconsin. It should go before the legislature. It should be something that all 130-plus legislators get a chance to look at. There should be public hearings. There should be listening sessions. It should be thoroughly considered because anything that happens on the shoreline affects the lakes.
Counties have been reworking their local ordinances after the change 2 years ago, largely cutting stronger county shoreland rules to less stringent DNR standards. Richter says giving counties the option to eliminate shoreland zoning could be trouble.
Not having any zoning on our lake shores would be a disaster. It would lead to overdevelopment and the wrong kind of development with the wrong kinds of properties. And that's something that really needs a thorough vetting if anybody is really going to consider ending zoning. The other thing that it does is it takes away the ability of the DNR to influence what counties are doing. And DNR was set up to be the authority on what happens on our lakes. And again, anything that happens to shoreland property is going to affect and impact the lakes.
When shoreland zoning changes were passed 2 years ago, it was said to make the rules uniform around the state. Lakes advocates say waters in northern Wisconsin are not the same as in more agricultural areas and need to have regulations that fit their needs. More information is at wisconsinshoreland.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.